presentation this morning, which is on radiation protection culture at school, and it's the feedback experience and perspective from France. Our presenter is Thierry Schneider, and Thierry is the Deputy Director of the Nuclear Protection Evaluation Centre, CEPN, in France. As background, he has a PhD in economics in the field of health and insurance economics. He's working at CEPN since 1985 and has been involved in a number of projects related to the assessment and management of radiological risk. He's particularly involved in the methodological reflection on the optimization of radiation protection in risk assessment and economic evaluation, and the development of the radiation protection culture among different groups of the public. He's been involved in two ICRP task groups related to post-accident management and to radioactive waste management. He's currently secretary of the French Radiation Society, or the French Society of Radiation Protection, and a member of the Committee of Radiation Protection and Public Health. So thank you very much, Thierry.
Thank you, Anne, for your introduction, and good morning, everybody. In fact, my presentation will follow the previous one because we, of course, work together on this issue, but I was asked some time ago by Rick to give a lecture on what is the meaning of the radiation protection culture with regard to school. So I will try to give you more some conceptual reflection that we have following the experience that we had in different with different schools since many years now. So to introduce the topic, I think what is quite important in the radiation protection community is that we see an increasing trend to involve stakeholders. We have to see the number of sessions on this issue during this Congress, which demonstrates the key element with regard to this aspect. But members of civil society need what we can say basic knowledge in radiation protection, but together with practical experimentation, to be able to improve their protection and also to participate to different debate on this issue. I think I will come back on that. I think it's quite important to keep in mind the basic knowledge and also experimentation. We had several experiences of development of radiation protection culture at school in different contexts. We started, in fact, on this issue more than 15 years ago now, in the context of the post-Chernobyl accidental situation, and where in fact the children need some element to be able to deal with their own protection. But then we moved to some different issue with regard to the development of a scientific culture and so on in different contexts. So I will start my presentation with a definition of culture and I'll then come back a little bit on the approach which have been presented by Paul and Cynthia previously, and then to finish on the role of the partnership and the role of the radiation protection professionals, and notably what could be the role of Society of Radiation Protection in this field. I will not go too much in detail. You can find some more detail in the paper, but it's quite interesting to see how UNESCO defined culture before to start with radiation protection culture. And I put in blue some keywords. I will not read all the text, but it's interesting to see that culture is defined as all complex of distinctive spiritual, material, intellectual and emotional features, and it also includes modes of life, the fundamental rights of the human being, and value system, tradition and belief. So it's not only some scientific element, it's a large spectrum of different components. And there is a need to have complementarity policy between culture, education, science and communication, and also to find a good balance between technological progress and the intellectual and moral advancement of mankind. So I found this declaration, which had been set up more than about 30 years ago at UNESCO in Mexico, quite interesting to think about when we discuss about education and radiation protection culture. For us, in terms of radiation protection culture, we can say that finally the key objective of the radiation protection culture, and especially at school, is really to allow the children to orient themselves in relation to risk associated with exposure to radioactivity in their own environment. And by environment, we can consider not only the discharges from nuclear installation or radioactivity in the environment itself, but also the exposure in medical field and so on. Then it's also interesting the objective is also to assess by measuring the level and patterns of exposure and the radioactivity in the environment, in workplace, in the medical field. Also to update their knowledge and understanding of risk associated with exposure. We see that it is a key element to see what does it mean and why, for which reason we have to protect ourselves, and to identify also protective action to implement in order to maintain their own exposure à l'ARA. And finally, it's also a key element. The objective is not to give them some element with certainty, but also to give them the element to appreciate and to evaluate the usefulness of protective action to be implemented and to participate to the debate on the different issues on radiation protection. So the general structure which have been followed concerning the development of the culture can be summarized in these figures. You have the knowledge on one side with science, but not only science, it's also a matter of philosophy, history, economics, sociology, and so on. On the other side, you have some practices in radiation protection. You have some research laboratory with epidemiological study, with radiobiology, and so on. You have laboratories of environmental surveillance in different fields, with public and also coming from NGO. You have nuclear facility, you have hospital, you have some different organizations who are dealing with the issue of radiation protection, like a local liaison committee around the nuclear installation, or the local authorities, or different NGOs in charge of taking into account environmental protection. And taking into account this knowledge on radiation protection practice, the methodological approach which have been adopted is to have a multidisciplinary approach, to have interaction between school, children, professor, and expert. And this is a co-construction. This is not something which is coming. This is not something that we teach like a classical course. And the key element for this approach is to allow the identification of what are the issues at stake and to structure questioning around local context, societal stakes, and to favor new experiments where children can directly to check what are they concerned with and in which way the interaction with experts in radiation protection, but also with the cross disciplinary approach with philosophy, with economics, with history, and so on, allows them to have a different view on the situation and to have a grip on the issue at stake. So the feedback experience, I think that have been already presented, so I will not go in detail with a two-step approach with practical experiment and the annual international workshop. I will just come back on the annual international workshop. One key element that we experiment in since a few years is that some schools are working, for example, on radon, some others are working on medical exposure, and then the exchange of all this experience are quite important, and notably the feedback experience from people living in contaminated territories. It's clear that since the beginning we have a partnership with Belarusian and Ukrainian colleagues, and at each time it's quite important for all the children and the teacher to really exchange on this issue and to have a grip on what is really at stake with regard to living in contaminated territories, and that put into perspective different issues concerning radiation protection. Another key aspect is the partnership and role of RP professionals. We have set up a network of school professors who are volunteers to experiment new topics and approaches with their students, because of course it needs some additional work for the professor, so it's really important to work with some people who are volunteers to do this experience. We developed the relationship also with professionals for scientific mediation, because the objective, as it was mentioned at the beginning, is to find a complementary approach between education, culture, and so on. So it's quite important to rely also on people who are professional with scientific mediation in order to favor a new approach and not to have a theoretical approach of radiation protection. And of course, the real challenge for the radiation protection expert is to find the good wording, the meaningful experience, and the limited set of useful knowledge to deal with radiation protection issue with young people. I will go directly to my conclusion. For enlarging this experience, which have been already developed, of course, there should be a need to develop pedagogical document describing the approaches implemented together by teacher and radiation protection expert, to favor local initiative in establishing relationship between school teachers, scientific mediation professional, and radiation protection expert, notably local ones. And the last point, which could be an element of reflection for, notably for the Society of Radiation Protection, I think it's quite important to organize the sharing of this experience at the national and international level, notably through the radiation protection societies, and also this is a quite a good opportunity that we have this session today, and to think about what could be done at the IRPA level in the future. Thank you.
For a very interesting presentation, broadening out the consideration of how people might be informed about radiation protection and learn more about it from a young age. Are there any questions from the floor? Yes, please. Just one moment for the microphone, please.
It's good we got young people to do the microphone changing.
Christian Lefort, France. Just a question, Thierry. What about the availability of the pedagogical document you're mentioning in your last slide? Are they already available for others, or have they to be written now?
So, in fact, this is one of the difficulty that we have concerning the documentation, because we spend a lot of time to work on the different experiments, that we have not spent enough time to summarize all the elements. We have a website where you can find some materials. Unfortunately, you can find some few elements. I'm not sure all the presentation of the children and so on are available, but we expect to by the end of this year to be in position to further document all these elements, and that could be available on the website either from CPN, IRSN, or Les Ateliers de la Radioprotection. Because then it's quite important, of course, to try to make not only some picture of the experiment, but also about the methodology. Yeah.
Thank you.